Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. Oh, sorry, we haven't been post showing this week. We've had a pretty hectic week as far as guests and odd schedules, so apologies for me. We just like to get on two or three a week. But I do want to start with Morgan number two. I have a few different Morgan number two stories that are crazy. Morgan almost got arrested, which is a crazy story. I wanted to just lead with it here. Morgan, tell them what happened to you.
So I went to the grocery store, and I had two of the same items, but one of the items wouldn't scan. And so I was like, oh, I'll just scan this other one that I have twice. It's the same product. And so I put it into the bag. Well, the system flagged it because on the video that I guess there's video that's taken when you do self-checkout, which I didn't even realize, it showed and it looked super sketchy that it looked like I just swiped one and then didn't pay for the other one.
So it makes sense. She had two. So she just was going to beep that one and put the other in the bag.
Yeah.
But they thought she stole it. And then apparently it glitched right at that point. And so did they hold you?
Yeah. So as that happened and the system flagged it, the worker came over and like looked at it, and she was like, and I tried to explain what happened, and she kind of looked at me like, I don't believe you. And she like hollered over at the security guard who came over, and they're like sitting there talking. This went on for like 5 minutes, and the whole time he's holding on to his handcuffs, like ready and prepared that I'm about to run away.
They can cuff you?
Apparently.
In the grocery store?
I didn't realize that.
I don't know.
Wow. So are you nervous when this is happening? Or are you like, yes, this is so stupid, there's no way this is going to happen?
Well, I knew that I didn't do anything wrong. So I knew like, okay, even if I end up in jail, like the proof will come out that I didn't try and steal this like $5 item. But he was really prepared and thought that I was like, one, about to run, and two, that I actually did it. And so for like 5 minutes there, my whole body was shaking because I was like, I've never been to jail before. I don't know what that's like.
What was the item?
It was sweet potatoes. It was like frozen sweet potatoes.
What are you in for?
You're not going to go to jail for sweet potatoes.
You wouldn't go to jail anyway. Yeah, right. And Lunchbox could represent you.
Yeah.
Which he did represent himself once. Yes. And I would love to see the security tape. And Lunchbox walked out with pants. Like stolen pants. He stole pants. They didn't even stop him. He hit him on his shoulder. And so Morgan gets caught for a sweet potato.
It's crazy, man.
Crap. And sweet potatoes are hard too because it's, don't you have to type in?
She said it was a bag.
Yeah, it was like a frozen bag. So, but it just, for whatever reason, like the barcode wouldn't swipe. But yeah, I mean, he really made me feel, I don't know if maybe they thought like I was a suspect in something else. Like maybe they've had a lot of theft.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Maybe there's another blonde bandit.
Ooh, maybe.
The blonde bandit. I think that's what it was.
Maybe she looks like someone else that has been stealing.
Lunchbox, what you have done in this situation if they stopped you and you had done exactly what Morgan did?
I would have told him, try me. You'll be sued. I tried to pay. You guys want to cuff me? I will sue you.
But you also did pay.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, I already paid, so I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm out of here. Like, what are you doing? And then they would try to tackle me. Then we would have had a lawsuit. It got ugly.
He had a gun. He had handcuffs. Like, what? I ain't trying to mess with that.
Are you sure his arms weren't hanging in normal position and it's near where his handcuffs are on his belt?
I know is his hand was on the handcuffs the entire time, like prepared to pull them out.
I can't believe they would handcuff you at a grocery store.
That's crazy.
And just throw you in like, the lettuce aisle and you stay there until we get the cops here.
Is there like grocery store jail?
No, they just take you into a back office.
Stick you in a freezer.
That's what happened to my friend JCPenney's. We went once and they had these racks of clothes out on the sidewalk and then outside the store. And they were having a big sale, so we went to look at it. And so you just take the thing off. But again, it's outside the store and on the sidewalk. So he was not shoplifting. I was with him. He was not shoplifting.
You swear?
I swear. Okay. What had happened was he pulled it off. And you know how you just hold on to something? You're going to take it to the, try it on later as you gather the clothes. And so he's walking. He holds it, and he walks to another one. But he's outside by the sidewalk. And maybe he had walked off a few feet, but not like toward his car or anything. And they yelled at him and they grabbed him and said, you're shoplifting. And he was like, nope, sure not. And they said, what's your name? He said, Elvis Presley. He never, ever would tell him his name. He just kept saying Elvis Presley over and over again. And they came out and they were like, your buddy's going to go to jail because he won't tell us who he is. And I said, well, what did he say his name was? They said, Elvis Presley. They said, do you want to tell us his name? I said, I forgot his name. I don't know.
You didn't go with Elvis?
I did not because I didn't want to lie. And they couldn't prove that I remembered.
Oh, but is saying you forgot his name?
Prove I didn't forget.
Okay. I still know the difference in saying you forgot it and saying it's Elvis.
It's different.
I mean, I had to think back to what it was just now. So
okay.
Yeah. But he committed Elvis and then let him go. Mm-hmm. But he also wasn't shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Morgan's situation where they had an outdoor sale and he just had to close, 3 feet? Like he stepped over the electric fence and they, bee! Mm. So, but I thought it was so funny. He kept saying his name was Elvis. What's your name, son?
Elvis
Presley. Morgan also got mistaken as Mitchell Tenpenny's wife, Megan Patrick, in like a radio magazine type thing. Right, Morgan?
Yeah, so Country Air Check posted a video. Lunchbox Eddie and I did an interview with Mitchell at the Country Festival. And in that picture is like all four of us. Well, in Country Air Check, it says Eddie and Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show and Mitchell Tenpenny's wife, Megan Patrick.
That's funny. Awesome.
I mean, she does kind of resemble Mitchell Tenpenny's wife. I played golf with Megan Patrick. We did a Bobby cast, and then we played golf in Austin together because we got there a day early, and we went out. Me, Jordan Davis, Megan Patrick, Cooper Allen, our CFO. There's just a group of us that went out. And Megan has never really played golf, but she's such an athlete. Like, she was a gymnast, and then she hurt herself, and then she is from Canada, so she started snowboarding, and that's when she fell and like broke her back, like went up and came down on her neck. So she's like, I just picked up golf, and like she's kind of good.
I hate that.
It's so annoying.
We've been working for years.
She's like, I've never taken a lesson, and she's like, whack, whack, like such a natural athlete. Yeah. She's the version of like the Sam Hunt, where he was a really good athlete, and then or Jake Owen, and then they either age out of playing college sports, or Jake tore a shoulder in a wakeboarding accident. And then they just pick up music and they're also really good at that.
Yeah, there's so many stories like that.
But she's that, the female version of that.
I was talking to her about it after the fact and she was like, yeah, you know, I just realized how much business gets done on the golf course. And she's like, it's so frustrating men being out there doing all this stuff. She goes, so I'm just decided I'm going to throw myself in the mix because I'm not going to miss out on certain deals with people or record labels or meeting whoever or what, just because I can't golf. So she's like, yeah, I just tried it out. And, you know.
And she's pretty good.
Cool. Yeah.
And it's not so much that deals get done on the golf course.
Relationship building.
Yeah, because you're just stuck with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For hours. And it's almost trauma bonding because you're both suck. You both suck. And you're like, it sucks. I hate this game. I'm miserable. And you're together. And when you ride in the golf cart, not just as a foursome, but you're riding the golf cart with somebody, you're sitting beside each other for 4 hours.
It's very close.
Very much so. And, you know, I've made some really good relationships. I've never really done business on a golf course.
But you're right. Building a relationship is networking, is business. And we had a whole, like a few months ago, I feel like in the pile, we talked about some story about how female CEOs, it could really benefit them to golf, or high ranking women in businesses, like they miss out on certain things that men do because they don't golf, and it was encouraging women to take up the sport.
I think in other frou-frou society parts of America, tennis is a thing that people would do. Maybe not anymore, I don't know. But that was a thing that a lot of people used to do. let's go play tennis. Well, we're all white. We'll be rich. I don't know what they did. But golf, I like golf because it's like a challenge for me. I never played golf growing up. I worked on a golf course. I did maintenance on a golf course. We never got to play. And so I feel like if I had to play golf as a kid, I'd be real good.
Yeah. But you never know.
Of course. You would.
Like, I feel like water polo, I'd have been good at that too. Okay.
Water polo. Who plays that?
I think rich people.
Yeah. No, they play real polo on horses.
Well, that's richer than rich people.
That's rich, rich.
Yeah. I mean, think about who has water polo. I don't know a single. At my school, we had football, we had basketball, and we kind of had baseball. And so I played on the school baseball team, but we didn't have a field.
Did you have track?
Oh, yeah. But yeah. It was just off-season football. So we ran track because Coach Gandalf made us because mm-hmm. that was off-season football. And our baseball team, which was pretty good, we had to go play at another school's field as our home field. And we always got made fun of because we couldn't afford our own field.
Wow. Did y'all have even a swim team, though?
No.
No pool?
We barely took baths, Amy. Yeah. Oh, man. We had no pool. Nah, none of that. So no, I was always like, man, that'd be so cool to have those resources or just to see if I was good at something like that.
Have you ever tried water polo?
No, never.
That would be impossible, right? Because you have to tread water.
And
you can't
ball.
Touch
oh, yeah,
the bottom.
I'm sure it's really yeah. hard. But like swimming, I feel like, yeah, I'm a slender, long slender. That's probably what my body
Dang,
would be
dude.
Best equipped for is a sport like that.
You'd be Michael Phelps if you started when you were younger.
I'd be the, I don't know, any water polo player.
No, me
I was going to compare myself.
Not one.
But like lacrosse, same thing.
Yeah.
Big schools or rich schools. And that sport's awesome to, I don't even know what's happening. It's very physical. It's very athletic. They're chunking a ball and a stick. I don't know.
Catching it with the stick.
Yeah, and then boom, and nailing each other. Like that would be cool. And there are some sports that are either rich or you live in it. Like
hockey.
Skiing.
Snow skiing and hockey. If you live in a place that's really cold and has a lot of snow, that's just part of the culture.
Yeah.
It's still expensive, but everybody had. You could probably get cheaper ones because there's so many. But if you, like I'm from Arkansas. I didn't snow that much. So if anybody was skiing, you had to go on a vacation to be able to do it. So I never snow skied. I don't know that I ever will because at this point, I don't want to tear stuff out of my leg. ACLs, MCLs.
You don't have to go hard. You can go easy snowing, like snow skiing.
Eddie, what have I ever done in my whole life that I go, I'm going to take this on, I'm going to do it easy?
Nothing.
Nothing. And I know how I would be. I'd be trying to do a Megan Patrick, jumping off, boom, trying to jump off one of those things. So what you played softball, Amy, until what? How old?
When did I? Well, probably sixth grade or so.
Basketball until how old?
Eighth grade. By the time I got to high school, it was like, oh, you had to be real good. You know, like that was when I realized, oh, people played club, anything. I never played club, volleyball, softball, anything. And then I got there and I went to volleyball tryouts and I was like, I think it was a 3-day tryout. I only went like day one.
Was it hardcore?
Because I was like, oh, I cannot compete with these girls that have been playing club volleyball their entire life.
I think if I'd went to a bigger school, I'd have probably had trouble playing football because I was small. Now, I ended up being okay to slightly above average as a wide receiver because I could catch. And I was just average speed, but I could catch. And I knew all the plays. So I would oftentimes help other people on the field.
Remember them?
Yeah, I'd be like, I knew what everybody was supposed to do all the time. So, but if I went to a bigger school, I don't think I would have been able to even show that I had that skill set because I just wouldn't have been athletically gifted enough at a 5 or 6A school. My school was 1A, 2A now. So it's same, they just moved it up.
Yeah, but, my school was huge.
So the good about going to a small school was that I was allowed to do things I don't think I would have been able to do at a bigger school. But the bad is there just wasn't anything else. Where I was a good baseball player, and I did play on club teams or legion ball teams where I was good even against the bigger school kids. So that was fine. And we had our own home field in legion ball. Yeah, that we weren't made fun of. Yeah, but the kids from other schools.
Now I'm just thinking about how if I had gone to a 1A school, I could have been really good.
Oh, man, you would have dominated it.
I don't know that you'd have been really good. I think you just got to play a little more. Because I wasn't really good.
Which makes you better.
But you're not playing against competition that really makes you better.
I was just going by your logic. If you had started something when you were a kid.
But you did.
Yeah, but listen.
Yeah, no, that's my logic.
I didn't like focus on things. Like, I wish I would have. It's like I tried a bunch of things. Like, I wish I would have stayed in piano. I tried that. I wish I would have stayed in tennis. I didn't. Listen, I'm proud of myself for trying things as a kid. But it's like I just kept bouncing around.
But you're not a super athletic person anyway, so I don't think you would have been caught up in a sport.
I, am athletic.
Super. He said super.
Well, what's super?
Like above.
Well, I
have coordination.
You know, not really.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
How? When
you
we
walk,
did the free
you walk
throw,
into walls.
That's not.
But that's coordination.
That is not. But, no.
Yeah,
that's
athletes don't do that.
The same with me. I don't have the athletic ability to have been anything. I probably could have walked on at a D2 school to play baseball.
Yeah.
And not, because they don't even give full scholarships. But I had a full scholarship. Walked on at a small school. And I think that in the ranking system, I think I'm probably a little more athletic than you, but
I would agree.
Still, I didn't have it. So I think we would, if we were so good, they would have moved us and made us play or made us go to a bigger school. They had one of the kids on our team, made them go to a bigger school because they were like, hey, you're so good. We just didn't have it, Amy. Let's be honest with ourselves. Except water polo, I'd probably been a star.
Ah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like sometimes I'm, you know, sneaky athletic.
Because you walk into walls, we don't expect
be. No, I think that sometimes it's like, well, look at that. How, you know, like I'll shoot a basketball. I'll be playing basketball
You'll
with my son. And then it's just like nothing but net.
Yeah, that
and
happens.
It's
like, but anybody who says that, though.
Like, I'm not good at basketball,
or
and
like,
I do those.
I throw the football with my son, and I can throw pretty far, and it's a spiral. Like
anybody that says that.
And I can catch.
Amy.
No, it's true. Uh-huh. I just think people might look at me and be like, oh, I wasn't expecting her to throw like that.
I don't think so. Lunchbox, is Amy sneaky athletic to you?
No.
I don't think so either. But I'm not, it's not in a insulting way.
Like, my backhand in tennis is sneaky good. People would not expect it. And I think it's because also I was a switch hitter. So like, that's like me batting.
I think it was you're poor both sides and you call it a switch hitter.
No, they would, we had my softball coach on and she said they would specifically like to throw the pitcher off.
When did you stop playing?
I would go.
Sixth
whenever,
grade.
No, I don't remember.
Well, you
sixth
said sixth grade like 5 minutes
ago.
Yes,
I know. In junior
now Amy's
high
doing
time.
That. I was just rough estimating.
Can't remember.
I'm not even saying anything bad about you.
I'd have to
I'm
look back at the years of my
trophies. Either one of us.
Well, why didn't you quit, Amy? Did you like just?
Because then high school.
But what about it?
High school
is hard.
More, I told you. I was like, wow, this is a whole nother world.
Yeah, because they're better.
You went to volleyball.
I was in All-Stars, though,
yeah,
for softball.
Uh-huh.
Like summer league?
Sixth grade.
You'd have to make that.
Yeah.
You should
like,
make All-Stars.
Sneaky athletic. Morgan is sneaky athletic.
Yeah.
What?
She can be sneaky athletic and I can't be?
Do you ever see her do the gymnastic stuff where she's like doing flips and crap?
I did power tumbling.
Amy, you're nowhere near. Morgan is way more athletic.
Okay. I also did dance. I also was a cheerleader.
Even when Morgan went like box, she's
you're right.
just.
You're right.
More athletic. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing boxing now?
What is
I've
that?
I've also boxed.
That's boxing?
No, that looked like you were a puppet. Like someone had strings on your hands. Yes.
Just kidding. I know. Morgan's way more athletic than me. Sorry. I don't know. Maybe
I don't know why you're so offended. It wasn't an insult.
I'm not offended. I don't. Trust me. I'm not offended. I just think that maybe in my mind, I romanticized my childhood athletic ability.
Mm. And what I said, I wish I'd have been exposed to more. It wouldn't have mattered. I wouldn't have been a professional athlete because I just don't have that level of hand-eye coordination. Even though now I still feel like I'm pretty athletic. I never was that level to have even been given anything to be athletic. I got scholarships for being smart, but not an athlete.
That's your gift.
Hard to believe. Hey, hard to believe. I know. Hey, Amy says she has a guy from Oregon, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Does she know this?
Well, I told her a little bit about it, but not all of the details.
Why don't you want the guy?
Oh, no. Yeah.
He wasn't
good point.
No, he wasn't asking for me.
Maybe he was asking you about Morgan.
Listen, I don't know why he didn't go straight to Morgan, but he sent me a note saying he would like for me to talk to her about him. And so.
So you're going to do it here?
He lives in Georgia. He just finished law school. And he was delayed finishing, like he put it off for a few years because he did mission work in Africa.
What?
He loves to travel. He has a Jeep like Morgan and he's looking for someone to enjoy life with and
Miriam.
Also have pictures.
Morgan!
Miriam. Have you showed her the pictures?
Not yet.
Let me see what the guy looks like.
Dude, a lawyer?
Wait, question. This guy seems like really good, too good to be true. Like, does he have like kids or something?
He didn't say.
Possibly.
That's funny that's what Morgan would go is not good.
He didn't say yes.
Well, I'm like, listen.
Everything sounds good, but does he have kids?
Uh-huh.
I get that because I was the same way. But that's.
Dang, lawyer.
Well, I feel like I have like a few.
No, that's it. But he's wearing
before.
A sombrero in that picture. I need to see like his real face. He's doing like a goofy picture in a sombrero.
What is that? Cinco de Mayo?
And if so, he's white and.
What? Oh, wearing that?
You know what I mean?
I don't like that.
Don't say.
Oh, Eddie, you should
I
be
don't
insulted.
Know. Maybe he's.
I am. I am insulted.
Don't say details.
Okay.
What are the details?
A sombrero. Anyway, wear a sombrero. What about it?
No.
What's
just
the detail?
The other detail was about the.
Let me see. Let me see it. Why does he keep doing funny faces every time? It's like,
hey, is he wearing another hat?
You know how, yeah. Do you know how Lunchbox has funny
trouble.
Faces in every picture?
Hey,
yes.
Why do you think it's trouble?
Yeah.
Why, he's wearing hats in every picture? Hey, come
yeah,
on,
why
Morgan.
Do you think it's trouble?
Oh, I never
yeah,
thought
hair.
About that.
No hair.
I
hat
never
fishing.
Thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what you were saying? Don't say?
No, I'll tell you later.
Oh, whatever it is, I don't see it.
I know.
So you're making something out of nothing because we didn't see it.
Okay. Maybe I am. It's fine. I'll tell you later. Okay, but Morgan, you yeah. wanna, you wanna?
Well, seriously,
you wanna
you
what?
Have you have children.
You Morgan? Would you like for me to reply?
I don't know. Like, does he
okay,
have children?
Okay,
she needs to see
does,
some pictures.
Okay, I'll get with
why
you.
Why don't you just put them on a? Because on Instagram, you can also do what you can do on text when you like introduce people. Mm. You can do a 3-person Instagram DM and then be like, hey, just want to introduce you guys. Say hello and then just get it, then let them
right,
go to their own.
Right, but I don't really know this person. And what if he's.
But you just said, Morgan, do you wanna?
Morgan, wanna?
And then I'm on a thread introducing them.
Morgan, do you wanna? What do you wanna want? Hey, Morgan, somebody on Facebook wants to send me a guitar. Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me go find it real quick. But yes, they do.
I have. We're recording this from my house today, the house studio. I don't know if you guys saw, but there's like 20 guitars on the ground.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what to do with them. We've talked about this on the show. I guess yes. I can give some away on the air. I just have so many signed ones, not ones for me. I do have some that I play, even like electric ones that are mine that I took out for one tour, but then I realized there's a whole different element with electric guitar and amps. And
we talked about this. Do they all say Bobby?
Not all of them, but a lot okay. of them do.
Yeah.
And is that weird to give somebody a guitar that says to Bobby?
Not if they're a fan of you and them.
Correct.
Or their name's Bobby. Maybe that's what we do.
Ooh, that's cool.
We find another Bobby. Morgan, did you find it?
Yeah, so it's not like a regular guitar. It's in the shape of an Arkansas hog. So it's like a handcrafted guitar that's an Arkansas hog.
That's cool.
Is it left-handed?
Not that I can tell. I just have the photo here. I'll resend the photo to Mike so he can show you. But
okay.
I don't think it's left-handed. It looks pretty like just normal.
Oh dang, that is awesome,
dude. That's awesome.
And is it, that's electric, right? It looks electric, mm-hmm. unless it's an acoustic with no.
It looks electric
or electric acoustic.
So more, do you want it? Like, do you scary. Want me to coordinate to have him send it here? I didn't know if you wanted me or just like kind of leave it.
It's an angry hog.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the front-facing hog. And we're not the fighting hog.
No, no, I'm
don't,
saying...
Don't
no,
say
no, no,
stupid
no,
stuff
no, no.
like the fighting hog.
I'm saying okay. the hog's fighting.
No. If it's left-handed and I could actually play it, I just don't want to be wasteful and take a guitar mm-hmm. if I can't play it. I just have so many that I'm trying to get rid of. And it is really cool, especially if you made that. The women's basketball coach, Coach Neighbors, at Arkansas has a hog guitar that he plays. He's a
really?
Guitar player, yeah. And it's really cool, and I was always jealous. I'd like to have one. Mike, is that left-handed? Can you tell?
I can't tell.
Is the string, the fat string, is it, because for me, a fat string would be on, if it's sitting straight up, it'd be on the right side.
There's no strings on it.
I was going to say, it doesn't look like there's strings well, there you in the go. Photo. Mm.
Then you can just
I wonder if you can
flip the nut.
That'd be cool.
But the knobs are on this side
Let
of
me
it,
see.
So I think it's right-handed.
The knobs don't always matter. Then it's the nut and the strings. Because
but I thought Jimi Hendrix just strung
that's
it the opposite.
Bottom.
Jimi Hendrix
be.
Just, what? Jimi Hendrix, he just played it the opposite way.
Oh, he was left-handed but played it right?
Nope. He just played the right-handed guitar left-handed.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
That guy didn't know
I'm
that.
Almost positive. All right. Well, Morgan, will you ask him if I don't want to be like, well, I'll only take it if, I just don't want to be wasteful if he can use that guitar somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So find out if it's left-handed.
Yeah, or if he can make it left-handed. That's super cool of him to offer, though. You know who called okay. me yesterday? The Arkansas. Well, he's not the governor anymore. He ended up term limits left in January.
Asa?
Yeah, he called me yesterday.
Just say what up?
Sort of. He's also running for president.
Oh,
really?
And it wasn't even about that. He just happened to be doing some stuff there. There's an organization in Arkansas, and he was like, hey, can you be involved in this? Later on in the year. And so that's all it was. But I hadn't talked to him in a few months.
Mm.
And he called, and it was my old number because I had to change my number. And he texted that. And I checked that number about every 3 days or so just to make sure that anybody that I needed to move over, I move over. And he was like, hey, and I missed it. I didn't reply for like a day and a half. And I was like, hey, sorry, I'm on a new phone. Here's my new number. Then I called him yesterday. And super nice guy. Like just super kind. I like him a lot. I did some stuff with him while he was in office. Like, I went and told jokes. Looking back, I kind of did a roast of the governor while he was governor in the governor's mansion with him sitting there. Kind of ballsy. Looking back, I was like, I can't believe I did some of those jokes that I did.
But it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out, yeah, luckily. But I did, like, COVID jokes that are funny even today. But I was thinking back, like, would I think I would want someone else to do that if it wasn't me? Maybe not. So, but yes, super nice. So that was that situation. All right.
I did the hog call on
where
Saturday with Jordan Davis. Think it sort of killed him to do it too.
Where did you do the hog call?
So at the country festival, Jordan and I had a little meet and greet thing for a while with
Justin Moore,
a St. Jude patient.
Okay.
That is an Arkansas fan.
Got it.
And so, you know, Jordan for the kids.
I can't believe he did that. Jordan's such an LSU fan.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, at least there's not really evidence. And then yesterday I was emailed pictures of us doing like the hog call, and Jordan's like got his hands up.
Will you send me that picture?
Yeah.
That's funny. I will send it to Jordan with a heart over it. I'll draw a heart on it. I'll be like, this is my favorite picture ever. Okay. I think that's it. My wife has a video of her doing the hog call. She's only ever done it once. And we were opening for Garth. And the whole stadium was doing it. And she was like, I don't want to get a video of not doing it. And
right,
I'm your wife.
Had to do it.
Like, I had to do it. And there's a video of me doing it. I'm not proud of it.
That's awesome.
So.
Okay, I'm sending it to you now.
Speaking of golf, I'm actually going to go to a charity golf tournament now. And here's the good thing. I'm playing golf. And the other good thing is that it's for charity.
That's great.
The hard part of it is, for me, is that what happens is, like, Chris Tomlin, the singer, said, hey, would you be a part of my charity golf tournament? Now, that's not would you just come play nice golf. That means, would you be a part of this so people you don't know can play golf with you? So I go and I play golf with people I never met before who paid money to be in this. That's how they raise money. You just have to be on for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And if you suck, you're not really allowed to be angry. You can be disappointed, but it's just not golf like when Eddie and I play. You can't really pee in the woods wherever you want.
Right, or you can't do that.
You can't really do your, you know, you just got to like be running for office basically.
And you can't even like just play quietly. You have to talk.
You got to be, they pay good money to come right, to this right. Play with a quote. And I looked at the celebrity list, I'm bottom of the barrel. Like really? I'd be so disappointed if they got me. There's like major, like Drew Brees.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Like that level.
Mm.
And they get stuck with me. Can you imagine? You're up, you're like, oh wow, look at all the celebrities here. There's Mike Fisher. Played for the Preds. There's Drew Brees. There's, who else did I say?
Did you say Vince?
Vince Gill. Yeah.
Yeah, there's, who was the running back that I said?
You said Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen from, you know, the Raiders back in the day.
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
Dirty Burger?
That's what you used to call him, yeah.
He's going to be there?
Yeah.
He's friends with Chris Tomlin?
I don't know if he's friends, but he's playing.
Hey, everyone gets a second chance.
I know.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you get me. Can you imagine? You're walking. Like, I think Michael Pena is there. And then you get me.
Mm.
So I also feel weird about that. That I'm the disappointing celebrity.
So they don't choose. They're not like, I want to bid on this celebrity. It's like they just get matched.
I think you get there and you just get who you get.
Luck of the draw.
Tell me. Or unluck of the draw, if you ask me.
Right.
Shay from Dan and Shay, Nate Bergazzi. That'd be cool to get him. Mason Crosby, kicker.
Oh, that's cool.
Colt McCoy, Kirk Herbstreit. Imagine that, and you get me.
Yeah.
So that's also awkward for me.
I'd be disappointed.
Yes, I would too. So it's just, I'm happy to do it because I really like Chris Tomlin. But I'm the worst on this list. I'm borderline even, like, I'm not famous. I'm known in certain pockets really well.
Yeah, so depending on the pocket that the people come from that are in your group.
But even then, if you're from the pocket, I'd still rather have Drew Brees. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
I don't care what pocket you're in. If you're from Mountain Pine, I'd still rather have Drew Brees.
Depending awesome. On their pocket.
Golden Tate.
So when they get in their little groups and they know their celebrity, does your group, they like raise their hands and they're like, we haven't gotten a celebrity yet.
I know.
They're just standing there, all four of them.
I'm also looking for the celebrity to come join us.
We're waiting.
Like, wow. I know. It's embarrassing.
It's gonna be whatever.
Yeah, it'll be good. You're playing
fun.
Golf.
Like you'll
it's a nice
do
day.
Great.
Who's? I'm trying to find somebody that I am quote more famous than. I can't find a single person.
Oh no.
Who is except for who is Bear Reinhart? Well, you can Google it, Eddie. I see you shaking your head. Mm-hmm. It's literally a search away.
Can Mike Google it, and can I go to the restroom?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm dying.
We're about to...
Oh, I'm dying.
Why would you not go to the bathroom?
But you can go.
Singer-songwriter.
Who is he?
Singer-songwriter.
Okay.
All right.
How about you? Bart... No, I'm not singer-songwriter.
Simpson?
How about Bart Millard? Brett Hull's playing, hockey player?
Also a musician.
Okay. Well, I would say us three are...
It's from Mercy Me.
Oh, Mercy Me's awesome, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to go. I got to go. Thank you, everybody. And that is a wrap for the post show.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.